And I don't know who's told mass representing women who are homophobic towards gay men that they were above. Do you know, I don't know who gave him the key to the cishet male kingdom to join in their ignorance.
That's what is so wild to me, because it's just like, you're just taking on all the sort of negative, weird stuff that cis men do, and you've adopted that. And that's, to me, that's really, really weird.
Like, you are not a cishet man.
You're not a cishet man, baby. Yeah, it's not that. Like, relax. Hello, hello, hello.
Hello.
Hi, guys, and welcome to episode 183 of the Tutus podcast. I am Nana.
And I'm Ro.
And together we are Tutus.
Yes, we are.
As if you didn't already know. 183 episodes.
Yeah. Somebody said, oh, why do you guys keep mentioning the name, the number every week? They say that you guys can't, every week you're basically like, oh my God, when this meant this number.
It's not about that. We just started like that and we've just continued. I don't know
not the same, the number as in like, oh my God, we've had 183 episodes now. Like that kind of, when we say stuff and things like that.
So?
I don't know what they said. But we appreciate you commenting though. We like that. Keep commenting. Anyway.
let me be nice, child. Yeah. Let me be good. How are you doing?
Yeah, I'm doing well. I think my right eye is quite dry.
Because of contact lenses?
I think I had my contact lens in today the wrong way. You know, you can't look like a, it needs to more look like a, do you know what I mean?
But you can feel when it's in the wrong way.
Yeah, but I was in the rush. Okay. And I just felt like it would just move in its correct place. But I was, by the time I got home, I was out the whole day. By the time I got home, I had to take them out. I just wear my glasses today.
Oh, okay, yeah. Yeah, well, how are you feeling? Is it better?
It still hurts. So if you see me itching my eye today and my eye looks a bit red, then it's just the contact lens was doing a number on me.
I'm so done.
But also, I think it's because I've been having late nights.
Yeah, you haven't
been. I've been having a lot of late nights.
You haven't been sleeping, so no. It's catching up with you, which it tends to do, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Gonna have to find some time to rest, you know.
Some balance.
At some point. Yeah, some balance.
No matter how sweet the pillow talk is.
Yeah.
Anyway, how are you doing?
I'm all right. I think, you know, certain things that have happened recently. I recently left a situation, but I will not be, you know, oversharing because I don't do that. But I've just had a moment to sort of sit with it now that I'm out of the situation. And yeah, I'm quite disappointed in people.
I'm quite
disappointed in people. And I just feel like, guys, we say this all the time, but you need to go where love is. You need to go where you're valued. You need to go where you're respected. You need to go where, you know, there's compassion, where there's grace. That's so important. For me, everything's about energy and how things make me feel. And that's really, really important to me. So I think I've just learned, sometimes you can't pick, you know, who you're around in certain situations. Like, gladly, I've got amazing friends. I've got amazing family. I got to pick my friends and I'm grateful for that. But there's certain situations where you can't pick the people you're around, which is really annoying. And that makes it hard, I guess. But yeah, I just reiterate, yeah, go where love is. That's the mantra. Do you know what I mean? So
it's really important to go where love is, man. And I just feel like there's a lot of us who we put ourselves in situations, or we stay in situations longer than we need to.
Yeah, yeah.
Just because it's comfortable, or maybe because of what other people are going to say, or like, just because society says we need to do this. Do you know what I mean? But you have to put yourself first.
Yeah.
It's okay to be uncomfortable for a little while if it's going to make you happier.
It's true. It's true. So. But yeah, also in life, guys, try and lead with love. Try and lead with like kindness and compassion and grace. That's so important, because that's what I've learned over the last few weeks, is that there's not a lot of it. You know, people do not give it enough, or they don't even give it at all.
That's in everything. That's just not friendships.
No,
you know?
that's just friendship.
Any type of relationship we have, like a professional one, even like the strangers on the street, exactly. Like even if someone's getting off the tube,
kindness,
like just step out the way. People are not stopping for people on the zebra crossings these days.
No, they're not. They're like, really, really not.
Everyone's even mad. I don't know.
Everyone's moving crazy out here. People are not stopping for people to turn into the road.
Yeah.
People are not giving way.
Yes, Nana's beeping at y'all.
When you beep, I beep back. Apart from that, like, I am good. I've just had a chance to sit with my feelings. And, Yeah, I'm feeling okay.
It'll all work out, Shan.
Yeah.
And it always does.
It always does. It always does. We're about to get back in the gym as well. I haven't been to the gym in ages.
Yeah, we're going to the gym after recording, guys.
Yeah.
It's after 9 p.m. right now.
It is.
And this is the latest we have recorded in a very, very, very long time. I don't think we've recorded this late on time.
For a long time. But, you know, we need to get this episode out to you guys. And thank you guys so much for the comments. Keep commenting on YouTube because I love seeing that. This week, I was feeling it a little bit, I wouldn't say down, but less happy than I usually am, and just seeing those comments really, really like made me smile, really brighten up my day. So like, keep those comments because people are like, oh, like Wednesdays, wait for Wednesdays to come to listen to you guys,
nice.
And that is amazing. That's it makes me feel great. So keep commenting.
Even when people like joining the conversations on TikTok comments and Instagram comments, like it's really nice. And the thing is, people talk to us like they're our real life friends,
and it feels like
that. We need to find a name for y'all.
Yeah,
we need to find a name for them.
Guys, give us suggestions.
Yeah, give us a few. Yeah, you know, let's get to know each other a bit more.
Let's do that. I think we've even got a dilemma today, you know.
What, from the email?
Yeah, did you see that?
I did, but I was wondering, is that a dilemma that we should read out?
Oh,
or
is really
if that's more private?
I wanted it to be a surprise to me. So
I read it, and I'm not sure if it's one that they just want us, they wanted our personal advice on.
Oh, okay.
I think we should read it. Let's read it.
We'll read it.
But we'll also respond to the person as well.
Yeah.
Because there's things that I would like to respond in a way that I would like to, but I wouldn't like to say on a podcast, but I would respond in the email.
Okay, so we're going to give two responses.
So we'll give two responses. So we get to that. But I just wanted to ask you a question.
Yeah.
I've been burning for a few days. I've been asking you this, but I thought, let me wait for the podcast.
Stop being a weirdo, man.
But I want the people to know too, that's why. Because I've asked you in a real life, then, I mean, this is real life, but I've asked you in a real life, then, you know, they didn't get to hear it. But, you know when you use a strap?
Did we get here, man? Yeah, okay.
And you give the first stroke and then the moan comes out of the person you've given the first stroke to.
Great moan.
What do you do?
Moan.
You moan with them.
And there's some sort of reaction to if they're moaning after the first stroke, there's gonna be a reaction from me. There's gonna be something that escapes from my mouth. I don't know if it's gonna if it's a moan, but it's definitely a sound.
I think mine is a bit of a groan and a bit of a moan sometimes.
Yeah, but that's normal, right?
Yeah, it feels like I can feel it all as well.
Yeah, that's what I don't know what it is because obviously it's not attached on. But it's just like you're in it with them.
In that moment, it's attached to me. In that moment, it's attached to me.
And when you put it inside and they moan, oh, music to my fucking ears, mate. And I will be responding to that vocally.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just wanted to start.
Why was that a burning question?
Because I was going through the TikTok comments for the last strap post.
Mm-hmm.
And I just thought about it. I was looking through the comments and I thought, oh.
Yeah, I wonder if other people moaned when they...
Are you just silent when you guys strap?
I'm not silent. I'm definitely moaning, making some sort of sound. But
do you like talking? Like people talk to you?
I like it when people talk to me.
You talk back?
I talk a little bit.
Not as much.
Not as much as they be talking. But I do say a few things.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Because
I like to talk them through it as well.
Yeah.
But you need to be selective about who you talk through it because they'll all start catching feelings if you talk everyone through it.
Do you know what I was thinking the other day? Yeah. Because we were talking about sex on one of the last episodes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember when I was working at this pub many moons ago, and this guy was telling me, this guy that I worked with, he was like, oh, he gives dead sex to girls so that they don't get attached. And I was like,
no,
I don't think as a lesbian or like with girl on girl sex, I don't think you can, that's possible.
I mean, do you know what, you can have your days where you're like, you're not going in, but I don't think it has anything to necessarily do with
even if I don't
your
like,
abilities.
Yeah, but no, but even if I don't like someone like that enough,
yeah,
I'm still gonna,
I need to deliver.
I'm gonna deliver.
I need to deliver. Because
I can't have my name out on the street, somebody saying that, you know, Nana didn't do what she was meant to do.
Do you know, the one or two times that I haven't delivered, it's because I didn't think, I went in there and I was like, I don't want to be in here. So
I'm half-hearted.
It was very half-hearted because I just went in there and I said, actually, I don't want to be here.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I'm here, so I'm gonna get the work done.
Yeah.
But I've got the work done with very little effort.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
But yeah, I don't know how we can like give shit sex in order for somebody not to catch feelings. Like, I don't think
there's more to it. I mean, I get it, like, but there's more to it than than sex for catching feelings.
It's true, guys. There's more to it than just sex. Yeah, unfortunately. Anyway,
I just wanted to ask you that. Yeah.
Feel free to ask any more questions about this. Tell us what you do, guys. Do you moan? Use the hashtag TT's podcast. Let us know if you moan when you give the first stroke. Now I'm thinking about sex. Oh, God. Yeah. Oh, God. Should we do this dilemma?
Yeah.
So the subject says 33 mom of two and only just coming out. Hey, firstly, I adore your podcast. I relate to you most. I relate to most of your topics, and you've really helped me confirm my identity. As for what's been weighing on my mind lately, I've been hesitant to open up about it, but I realize that's reaching out. That reaching out is the first step, even if it's to strangers. I'm 33 and a single parent to two children, and I basically think I've lived a lie my whole life, or at least ignored how I felt deep down. I didn't have boyfriends in high school. As I hit college, where I met my daughter's dad, I just ignored those feelings in the back of my head. I was totally in denial about my sexuality, and I can clearly see that now. I felt grossed out by men at times and have engaged in sexual experiences where I didn't truly desire them. I've been in a relationship with a man for 5 years, but lately I've realized it's not just him. I'm simply not attracted to men in general. Our physical connection has dwindled, and I've come to the realization that I might not actually be into men at all. Sex was a struggle. I only liked it when he went down on me and I could shut my eyes. Mm. Open brackets. Man, that sounds so bad. Mm-hmm. Close brackets. Guys, I just know what I was expecting. We're pretty much just good friends, and we both see that and are calling it off. Fun fact, he always makes jokes that he thinks I'm into women, and I would feel embarrassed but never deny it. My response every time would be, how would I know if I've never been with one? I'm at a loss. I don't know how to come out to my friends and family, especially since I don't have any LGBT friends for support. I don't have anyone to talk to. Not really sure if I even want to tell them yet without figuring out exactly who I am myself. Living in a new area on my own adds to my confusion because I have no idea where to go and meet people. Dating sites cringe me out, but is that where it's at? The thought of exploring my sexuality is both exciting and terrifying. I'm completely out of my comfort zone. I worry because I have two children. Women will be put off me and my baggage. I know my type is not femmes. It's hard to meet women when you have children. Is it a turn off? Help me. Where do I start? This is very loaded.
I like this dilemma. I mean, I don't like it for you, but it's it's real life, innit? It's real life. And I think that usually we get like, this is a grown person dilemma, basically.
Like young people.
Yeah, we know they're in early 20s.
Yeah.
But for this person, firstly, I want to say that coming out to yourself is the most important thing. Before, don't even think about coming out to friends and family. Yep. Like, that's the least of your worries right now. Like, you need to understand who you are first for yourself, mm-hmm. for your own sanity, and just for your own validation before going out and going to the scary world of coming out, because other people's opinions could, right now, before you know yourself, could alter your experience of trying to find out who you are. You might even just stop that. You might, or it might push you into areas that you're not particularly ready for as well at the same time. Like, there's two sides of the spectrum here. But definitely just keep to yourself for now until you know for sure, and you're comfortable. Like, it's just no one's business until you want it to be their business, basically. Yeah.
It's no rush. Like, there's no rush to come out. I think, you know, when you first having these feelings, like, you think, oh, I need to come out, I need to tell people. But you don't actually need to do that. You need to sit with it a bit and just see how exactly you are feeling. I think it's hard because obviously when we say you don't need to come out, obviously you want somebody to talk to about this, because it seems like you feel quite lonely about this. Is this something that you've been like thinking for a while? And I think it's good that you reached out to us. I think that you can sort of scope out people in your life who you think may react well to it, but you always need to be careful about that, because you might think that someone will have a good reaction to this, and they might surprise you, which is, it can be really heartbreaking. So I would just say, like, be careful. But yeah, you did a good thing by coming to us, boy, because I would say, yeah, don't rush in coming out. Just relax, like, take time, figure it out, and just see how it goes.
Yeah, there's a lot of like fun and beauty in trying to figure out your sexuality and figure out who you are. and it's so intimate. Like, it's okay to keep that to yourself. Obviously, if there's someone you think you can tell, then tell them.
Yeah,
if you want. There's not like a bit of gist, you know what I mean? I've had sex with a girl and it was fantastic. Of course you would tell someone, do you know what I mean?
True.
But like, it's okay if you don't have anyone to tell at the same time.
Yeah.
But and when it comes to
dating,
the man saying that he thinks you is a lesbian.
I don't know you,
but I'm agree.
I agree. I think you're onto something here. Mm. Because I think for me, like when I was coming out, I definitely had sex with men just to see if I was gay, and it was like the wrong thing to do because I just knew. And also it just like it pushed me, do you know what I mean? Like, and I probably shouldn't have done that. I should have taken my time. And I think that's on the other side, that's the inverse. Like, you just need to take your time regardless. Your man be knowing, because if you don't want to have sex with him,
if you don't like feel his head,
you don't, you when your eyes are closed, you don't you don't desire him, like even like physically, like, because it just seems like you don't like men more than we don't like men.
Yeah, do you know, and the things I can actually identify with, that's why I wanted to respond privately to some of the parts, because I do think it's quite similar to me. Like, obviously I've had sex with men before as well, and I didn't enjoy not one of them. I don't even remember what a penis feels like in my vagina.
I can't remember.
I don't remember what it feels like. And there wasn't one person who made me orgasm from anything, not even from oral, from nothing. Mm-mm. And I didn't even know what an orgasm from somebody else even felt like until, to be fair, my first sexual experience was with a woman. But I centered it around men. Mm-hmm. I didn't really include that. And I can understand that. Like, I didn't enjoy it. And the things, I was having sex with different men just to see if this was the one.
Yeah.
Okay, maybe I'm gonna enjoy this one.
Yeah.
Because it's not like I don't like men as individuals, as the male species. I'm not like one of them lesbians that I hate men. I'm not one of them either. But I don't have a romantic connection to them.
Yep.
And it definitely came out in the bedroom. And a few of them made comments. Some people made comments asking if I was a lesbian or bi. And I knew. One guy said that I was a zombie whenever we had sex. And he was the guy I had sex with the most out of everybody. Everyone else is like 1-1-1, but this one I had sex with the most. And he was like, you act like a zombie, like you don't want to be here.
Because you didn't.
Because I didn't. Do you know what I mean?
You're forcing it.
Yeah, and you know, it actually made him insecure as well. Oh, it made him insecure. He started telling me that is his dick big enough? He was like, he started looking into dick enhancement to make it bigger. Like,
it's never that deep.
It's just never that deep. And like, I feel really bad for this guy.
No, I feel bad for him as well.
Yeah, I do feel bad for this guy. And sorry.
He probably knows now, isn't it? That it wasn't
him. He does know. Like, but he knows it wasn't him, but I still think it had a mental... Mm-hmm. I think I had a mental toll on him, to be honest, with other things too. But so I can sympathize with you there, like, in regards to that. But listen, the moment you stop having sex with men, you're just going to change your life, babe.
It is. And it seems like she wants to meet people. Like, in terms of dating, I would say, you should, like, put your little pinky toe in the water and just see what I say. And obviously, like, it's hard to, when you don't have a community, you don't know any gay people at all, it's hard to meet them. But, I mean, when we send you an email, we might include some places.
You might have some things for you.
Yeah, we might put some things in there for you. Obviously, you like the masks. And I feel like for a femme stepping out is quite hard.
It's quite difficult if you like masks. Stunnies Love. No, it hasn't happened yet. Stunnies Love by the time this comes out.
No.
Well, if you can get a ticket, then please do come. It is sold out, but we can beg Courtney for you. It's always, we can find out if somebody else is reselling tickets or something.
Yeah.
But like, we did say there's not spaces to go to. Mm-hmm. We said that you don't know how to meet people when it comes to, whether it's apps,
Hinge. I mean, it's not for me, but you know, you can give it a try if you haven't already. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, and there's a couple other ones, but I'm gonna include it in the email because I can't think of them now. But there are some like girl on girl ones. So I don't know if you like black mass women, but they're probably not on the girl sites. The black mass women are on Hinge.
They're on Hinge. Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? But if you like anything else, and I guess all the other apps are all right for you, Tinder, all of that.
Yeah.
But
and also, like, she made a point about, like, because she has two kids, she feels like she's coming with baggage. And trust me, like, the masks like to be steadies.
They like to be steadies. Yeah. And this is what I want to say to you. So obviously I'm somebody who has a child, and I have never come across anybody who said they don't want to date me because I've got a child. And
but do you think that might be different because your mask?
Yeah, I think they see it as, and there's no baby father. There's no baby father drama. So like, I'm not saying that you have that, but I do think that people just look at me and look at my child and they just feel like, oh, a ready-made family, I'm going to insert myself into that. And, but I they have admitted later on down the line, they don't usually date people with kids. That's definitely something, conversations I've had before, but they're just like, oh, but with you, I don't care. And but I do think women are open to dating women that have kids. There's not many, I don't know anyone that is like a straight no. Do you know what I mean? So
yeah, I know a mask who got married to someone with a child.
It's, and I mean, I would, you have, would you date someone who's got kids?
At first I said I wouldn't, like years ago. I said I wouldn't, but at this point most people have kids at our age, you know.
They do. And if it's things, I don't, it's something dawned on me. I don't think people, anyone who's been listening to the podcast in the last couple of weeks or since we've been going viral, I don't think that many people know that I've got a child.
Yeah, probably not.
Just because I don't really talk about her much anymore because she's almost 13 and she definitely can see these clips on TikTok.
Oh, she sees them.
And she doesn't, because she's purposely, because she knows we chat shit on here. So she doesn't. I've told her not to watch. One thing about her, she's going to listen to me. I said, don't watch them, so she's not going to watch it. But just in case, do you know what I mean? I don't want to see a clip of me chatting her business. Do you know what I'm saying? Fair, so it's just in case she decides to listen one day. I don't want to, you know. But even though I talk about my experience being a parent, it still involves her. So I do talk about her less.
Yeah.
That's why I wanted to email you more information. I didn't want to talk about her too much.
But
because there was an article that said that. They said that, oh, Rose is a parent, but she doesn't really talk about it much in an article. But they didn't say it in a bad way. It was like in a... she hasn't made it her identity.
Well, yeah. Because, and I like that. Just, you're not just a mother.
Yeah.
Although you take that role very seriously, that's not just who you are. You are other things too. Yeah. So I think it's good that there's a balance.
I'm very adamant. When I had that child, I was adamant that mum is not going to be my... Do you know in the bio, Jaden's mum?
Yeah.
I was not going to be a Jaden's mum in the bio kind of mum. Sorry.
They take it.
Yeah. People are not going to think. I mean, there might be some people, I'm not going to lie. There might be some people that say,
because everyone has a preference. Like, everyone has a preference. And obviously, the more kids you have, like, when one is different to two, do you know what I mean? So, but there are people who would get into a relationship with someone.
100%.
I would, because I feel like, at my age, like, a lot of people have kids, and also I do have love to give. I love kids, do you know what I mean? So
Listen, the daddies are waiting for you, girl. The daddies.
I'm fucking done.
That is jokes, but anyway, that's the only dilemma we got this week, isn't it?
Yeah, send us more dilemmas to our email, hello@tutus.co.uk.
also, I just want to say, if you send in a dilemma,
are you being strict?
You're giving us permission to say on the podcast, and we're going to read your dilemma as you've given it to us. So please include information only that you don't mind us saying on the podcast. Do you know what I mean? Or try to keep it as aloof, is that aloof the word, as possible. Just so you don't, I don't know, expose people or whatever the case may be. Like, just be clever with it. Because at the end of the day, once this podcast goes out, we cannot go back to Ella and tell Ella to take it down and edit things out because of your dilemma. We just can't do it. Like, it takes a long time for the episodes to upload, to edit. It takes almost a day for everything to be done, and sometimes longer. So you can't call, like, on a Wednesday at 4 p.m., ask us to cut down your dilemma because you put in some information you didn't want to read. And that is no shade. I just have to say that.
No, yeah, it has to be said. Just let us know whether you actually want us to read it out or not, or respond privately, or if you want to be anonymous, just let us know as well.
They're all anonymous anyway. We don't say anyone's names.
Some people might put their, we don't say anyone's names, but some people might put their names and stuff like that. Just make it very clear that, you know, you know, this is private. You want it to be anonymous.
If that's true, if you want us to message you instead of putting on it, actually, no, it's for the air. Everyone's gonna be saying it's private. We can't do that. It's just, we can't be agony aunts for everybody.
Oh god,
just on the podcast.
Yeah.
So yeah, no shade. That the person I'm saying this to, I'm saying it with love. I really appreciate you sent the dilemma in. Obviously, we had a laugh, and that's what I want to say because I don't want to make it bait what dilemma is. We had a laugh when we was reading it. And it was just a laugh, but we appreciate you sending it in, and we appreciate this is the podcast, and we love you.
Yeah, we do. Thank you. Next on the agenda, so they've, I don't know if it's a pause or if it's a ban, but either one of that, they've put on children receiving puberty blockers. And this is because there was too many, there was like the referral skyrocketed for like trans kids, like kids with gender identity. And that skyrocketed. And, you know, I don't know much about this, like, and I'm not going to pretend that I know about like a lot about this or a lot about like the trans experience, especially like the trans child experience. But obviously, to me, reading this, it seems like obviously something that is going to stop someone from living their life, even as a child. I mean, this is for under 18-year-olds.
Yeah.
And... yeah, to me, it just seems like, and I've said this before, it just seems like people think that kids don't know necessarily like what they want. Mm. And it's funny because, you know, people say, oh, when you get older, you know what you want, da, da, da. I change my mind every 5 minutes.
Adults change their mind all the time.
Yeah, adults change their mind all the time.
Yeah, and it's, I think it's unfair. I think people don't give enough
credit to kids.
To kids. Mm. They have brains, you know. Mm-hmm. They're clever. They know how they feel. They know how they feel better than you know how they feel because they are feeling it. And I just feel like there needs to be more... there just needs to be respectful of children at the end of the day. They're individuals that are going to grow up to be adults. They're not quite there yet. And obviously, we are. It's our job to guide them to get there.
Yeah.
But I do think children should be listened to. They shouldn't be silenced.
At least that.
And yeah, at least that. Mm-hmm. And I feel like this puberty blocker thing is a form of silencing children. And I don't know much about puberty blockers, but what I do know is just not only trans kids that have them. Because imagine you're a child, you start your period at 6 years old. Because it can happen. Mm-hmm. We're gonna do put pads in your Pampers.
Not the, do you know, Pampers. What
I
mean?
Like, so I just feel like it's also there to allow other children to have a peaceful childhood, as it is for trans kids as well. And I understand, maybe not every single person who goes on the puberty blockers are actually trans. Maybe it's just something they felt at the time and they've changed their mind, which is also okay. Like Nana said, it's okay to change your mind. But those puberty blockers, they're not transitioning. Do you know what I mean? They're just
slowing down like puberty, basically.
Yeah.
It's not transitioning.
So I don't, but it's interesting to me that the reason is because trans referrals have skyrocketed down for under 18s. That's interesting. And I wonder if that's because of people now have the language.
Yeah.
I wonder if that's because people are now more open to exploring who they are from younger ages. Either way, I think that's both great. Both those reasons, if it is those the reasons, I think it's amazing. And I think that the government's, I just transfer credit into today. And also the government are trying to, this is cutting funding for everything, mate.
It is quite sad. I think that, boy, we need to listen to children a bit more and like help them through it and guide them through it. I know I've like watched like a few clips on YouTube about like, you know, young people who have maybe started transitioning and then realized that, oh, actually maybe this is not for me, and then like reversed it and stuff like that. And that, you know what, that happens, like, you know. And I know that these are like sort of medium changes because they haven't completely like transitioned, but they're still able to like reverse it if they want to. And I think it's a part of like growing up. As you said, you felt like you might have been a boy when you was younger. You was like, you was thinking about that. You didn't have the language for it, but you felt it. Do you know what I mean? And so I just feel like we need to give space to kids to actually like figure out, obviously with some help and with some guidance, because they're kids still. But everything just needs to be appropriate.
Like,
safe. That's all I care about.
It's not about children saying, I want this, and you just give it to them. That's not what it is. It's about you working with the child to figure out what it is they're feeling. Do you know what I mean? Working with them. The key word is with. Do you know what I mean? No one's saying that just give kids whatever they want, because that's irresponsible as well. But so is ignoring them. It's really irresponsible too. So there has to be a middle ground, basically.
Because what does this mean for kids who desperately feel like strange in their own body? You know, this could lead to all sorts of things. This could lead to trigger warning, like suicide, like increasing in kids and stuff like that, because they don't feel comfortable in their own body. And as I've said this before, you know, with people who are a bit combative when it comes to that, it's just like, you don't feel what they feel. How could you possibly know what they feel, you know? So I think we just need to be a bit mindful of that. I don't know, as I said, I don't know if it's a pause or if it's a ban, but we're just gonna have to see where this goes. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Gotta have to see where this goes. In other gay news, so there's a video of an artist going around who is I want to say lesbian, but I don't really.
She's a lesbian.
Okay.
Well, she definitely dates women.
She dates women.
I doubt that she dates men.
No, but I don't know if that's if queer or gay or lesbian or.
She dates women.
Okay, somebody that dates women who's also artist, a musician. They put out a song,
a diss track,
and they were using homophobic slurs in the diss track. And it's really interesting because somebody pulled it up and was just like, how can you be a lesbian, you know, saying homophobic stuff, you know? Mm. And I think that, and this was, you know, to a guy, and they used the phrase.
Better man. They said batty man.
They used the phrase batty man. And I just, yeah, I find it interesting that, you know, that we're still using these kind of words in 2024, and that is appropriate as a member of the community.
Okay, so there's two things I feel about this year. There's one thing that is a homophobic word. It's batty man, and it's your lesbian who's calling someone a batty man, and I would like to give you space to explain yourself there, because a lot of people are confused. But there's that. But the other flip side is when I went to Jamaica, somebody, they were saying batty man, batty girl, whatever they were saying. And then the person I went with kind of turned to somebody and was like, wait, are they being homophobic? No, it's not homophobic. It's a homophobic word, but they're not being homophobic. Mm. That's just how they speak. Mm-hmm. That's just the language.
Yeah, no, I hear that. Yeah. Because even like in Jamaica, like they have, like they give names, like random names to people that is not actually their names.
Yeah.
Like Brokefoot or something. Do you know what I mean? I completely get that. But also, we live in London. Do you know what I mean? So that,
but
that
you know what? I guess she's in the dance hall ish kind of, you know. I mean, I really like her music. I just want to say that. But she's just in the dance hall kind of.
So you really like her music?
I do
like her music.
It's in a lot of my playlists.
Yeah, I do.
And the guy is a dance hall artist as well. Mm-hmm. So I guess it's the culture, innit?
It's the culture.
And I don't want to be PC to the point where I'm now interfering with what their culture is. Obviously, I'm not Jamaican, innit? So, and I've got some half Jamaican cousins, but I'm not Jamaican. And so when it comes to that, I don't fully understand that, but I do respect that there is like something acceptable about calling each other certain names or whatever the case may be.
Yeah, but this is what I would like to understand, if it is acceptable.
Yeah,
if it is, then
let us
like,
know what,
do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like if
that.
It is acceptable, obviously let us know, you know, our Jamaican brothers and sisters. If it is acceptable, then sure, who am I to say anything, because if that's somebody's culture, of course. But then if it's not, because this is obviously a diss track, that's where the confusion lies. And that's, do you know what I mean? But
like I hope I'm trying to make sense. I'm not trying to say that it's okay.
No, you're not.
Like,
you're
hope that's not what you're getting from it. But what I'm trying to say is, like, because when they explained to me, they're like, no. When we were like, they have homophobic, because I was with a mass presenting stud who lives in Jamaica and a femme who lives in Jamaica, and the person I went to Jamaica with, and we're all four of us were visibly queer in this space, in a very, very straight space in the hood in Jamaica in the middle of a lockdown when we shouldn't have been there. And they were just, Batty Boy was being thrown about every left, right, and center. And obviously, being in the hood in Jamaica, like obviously, and being mass presenting, two of us are mass presenting, and the mass presenting person I went with, she wanted me to enter the building first because she was shook because she's mass presenting. So like obviously I went in there first, like I'm some local, and we're hearing batty girl and batty boy and all this stuff. So we're like, but the girl, the femme, was just like, no. There are instances where that would be homophobic, but they're not saying it. This is in love, basically. And I was just like, okay, but obviously it's a diss track, so that's not in love.
That's what I'm trying to understand.
So that's not in love, but there is, I guess, some cultural something around it that we don't understand, that we need to understand, I guess.
And I'm not judging, because when the old school tune comes on, it's not like I'm standing still. I'm not going to lie to you, we've discussed this before, but I just would like to understand, because for me, it just wasn't lining up. Like, if it's a diss track, then it seems like Batty Boy would be a diss. But, you know, I just wanted to understand.
We don't understand. But, you know, I do understand why a lot of people are turning around and saying, why is a lesbian being homophobic? But do you know what? Even about that, diss track aside, a lot of mass-presenting lesbians are homophobic.
Yeah, they are.
This is what it is. And they're transphobic too.
Yeah.
Like, I think if you think about a lot of the mass-presenting women that we know from back in the day.
Back in the day, especially.
Millennials. I'm gonna say, not really Gen Zs. Mm-hmm. I'm going to say more than millennials and above. Mm-hmm. Fucking homophobic, bruv. Like, do you know what I mean? And it's like, if they see two men dancing, they don't necessarily want to fuck with that. Mm. Or like, if a trans woman might come through, man, I don't fuck with that trans stuff. I've seen even people, I've had to unfollow people that I've been following for years from the community that have said some transphobic shit when I've seen them in the shade bar comments and that's things like mad. That. So and it's crazy. Like, there is, I'm not gonna lie, there is a lot of ignorance from that. And I don't know who told mass presenting women who are homophobic towards gay men that they were above. Do you know, I don't know who gave them the key to the cishet male kingdom to join in their ignorance.
That's what is so wild to me, because it's just like, you're just taking on all the sort of negative weird stuff that cis men do, and you've adopted that, and that's, to me, that's really, really weird.
Like, you're not a cishet man.
You're not a cishet man, baby. It's not that, like, relax. And even like with them, they're homophobic, transphobic, and biphobic too.
I'm biphobic too. Yeah. I saw a tweet, from an American trans man, and he was basically saying that how he, something about he wouldn't fuck with bisexual women. He would have a relationship with a bisexual woman, but he wouldn't have a casual sexual relationship with a bisexual woman. And I didn't really care to look at the reasons why he said that. But I've noticed that whenever we speak about having sex or being intimate with a bisexual woman, there's always that centering of a penis, a cishet man's penis.
Boring.
In the conversation. They don't want the proximity to the juices that may be the penis left behind.
They act like the penis is going inside them.
I don't think that's how it works.
Relax.
Do you know what I mean?
Chill out.
Do you know what I mean?
it's just so weird. It's absolutely strange to me. Like, decenter men and decenter penis, okay?
Yeah, I just, as much as men like to insert themselves in things that have nothing to do with them, I'm going to need y'all to not also insert them when it's unprovoked as well. Like, there's just no need. And I just know that this person was saying that because they've descended to cishet men. Mm-hmm. That's why they said they want to have a casual sexual relationship.
Yeah, but that's not you having a relationship with a man. Do you know what I mean? That's you having a relationship with a woman that sometimes has relationships with men.
I had sex with someone, and I strapped her. And she told me afterwards that I was the first person to strap her. And I was like, why didn't you tell me beforehand? And she said, because she's had an issue with people not want to strap her because she has sex with men. And what's that all about?
It's really giving insecure. Stop being insecure, man. Like, that man, whoever she's had, all the men that she's had sex with has nothing to do with you.
Nada.
And I understand where you're coming from, because obviously people are going to compare. That's just like human nature. We're going to compare things, right? But you kind of just need to like take yourself away from that sort of comparison, because the only person you're in competition with is yourself. Mm-hmm. Like, don't do that to yourself. Yeah. Like, honestly, don't do
just
it.
Just because his penis is attached and yours, do you know what? Yours lasts longer. It doesn't go limp.
It doesn't go flaccid.
You can even choose the option of sizes and girth.
This, you can switch it up. Is. One day it can be small, one day it can be big.
One day it can be a Mr. Harry.
One day it could be
another
vibrating.
Another day it can be a skinny mini. Right. It's up to you.
Variety.
Yeah, like, you even got dildos these days that look like that. Mm. Have you seen those ones?
Yeah.
The hand is like this. The hand like this. I would never buy that dildo. All the monster ones. Oh, do you know what I mean?
It's crazy.
But like, there's variety, and just have fun in the fact there's variety. And also you can even have conversation around it. Like, you can ask your babes, like, what's the difference?
Do you know what? Like, I've heard that the only difference really is that it's warm.
Same.
Like, do you know what I mean? Yeah, like, it's warm, and then obviously like it throbs.
Yeah,
that's the only thing that I've heard that's like,
but these days you can get vibrating ones.
Do you know what I mean? Throbbing ones.
You can get ones that heat.
Okay.
Yeah.
A warm thing.
Yeah. You can get ones that heat up as well, babe.
Yeah. I know that.
So it's no difference now, is there?
No, there isn't. And that's the thing. Like, that's the only thing that was, because it was definitely doing the job, boy. The curved one. Guys, get the curved.
I was looking for a curved one last night. Yeah.
It's hard to find curved one that, like, a good size.
I'm so annoyed that my curved... I've still got my, oh my God.
How big is your curved one?
It's only 6 inches.
Yeah, you can't find bigger ones.
No, I can look it. If you can find a curved dildo, please let me. I do think I found one. I'll send you pictures.
We actually want to do a sex toy line.
Yeah, I was talking about this yesterday, you know.
Was you?
Yeah.
We need sponsors to do a sex toy line, a lesbian sex toy line.
Yeah. And it's only going to be for lesbians or women that have sex with women.
Women that have sex with
women. And non-binary people.
Yeah. Yeah, if you've got money and you want to sponsor a sex line, a sex toy line, hit us up.
Hit us up. We get a business model for y'all. Yeah.
Yeah.
But
yeah, you're about your dildos, you threw away.
So I do think somebody that I was having sex with threw away my 6 inch. That was my favourite one. I really hope they
haven't.
But I do think she threw it away, you know. I think she threw away all my dildos. She threw them and she replaced them all.
Oh right.
But none of them was curved. She replaced them all and now I've got to replace them again.
Yeah. Fun. I do hope you find the curved.
I think she threw it away. Legit.
No, but I think like
find online. I'm gonna show you. I do think I found one.
It is hard to find the curved one, but they are like the best thing in the world because they be hitting certain places.
I do think I found one for real. Like this is kind of curved.
A little bit, but it's not like.
I don't think I should show you. I don't think YouTube will ban us. Yeah, that's no, definitely not curved.
That's not. That's very straight. That's a little bit curved. Yeah, a little bit. You know when it's like proper curved because then it hits.
Yeah. We need a realistic dildo.
We've been saying this. Not that we're centering men, but like we do. Because the curved one doesn't really. None of them have a hood.
Which one? The curved one?
Yeah. My curved one does not have a hood.
What do you mean hood?
Like hood.
What, the circumcision? I've never seen a dildo that's not circumcised. They're all circumcised.
I feel like they might. There must be some out there.
I've never seen a dildo that's not circumcised. They're all circumcised.
I feel like there must be. There's everything out there.
We've got the ones that are just a shape, but the ones that are in a shape of a penis, they're all circumcised. I've never seen one that's not circumcised.
Okay, look at this one.
It's an uncircumcised dildo.
Oh, is that for beep that out?
It's uncircumcised, guys. This is the first time I've seen uncut.
I wonder what the feeling's like. No, I don't want to know.
Hasn't got balls.
I want to know what it feels like for them.
Yeah, anyone with balls? I just feel like
balls are so. What's the point?
I think the ring just fits better with balls. I don't know what it is. Maybe it's just my mind. I don't know.
No, not us getting excited.
That was £20. That one? So we can't show you guys because YouTube got to, you know.
Yeah, we're going to get
banned. I'm buying this one. I am buying this one. Send me the link. Girl, this I just got my new dildo.
This one looks really good.
Ciao.
Oh, wow.
I like that. That's real.
But I wish it came in black.
Isn't coming black? Oh, she's one said she looks into her brown ones.
Yeah, I'll get it though because why can you just have...
I'm just gonna get it. It's mixed.
Can you have... No, it's not. Can you have what different colour to your
that
race?
That was a light skin mixed race.
You know, this is white, right?
No, I don't think I've ever seen a mixed race penis before. I assume that's what it looks like.
Well, it is a little bit brown, but it's less...
You could do some tan.
Yeah, okay, I could definitely do with some melanin.
I don't really want a Caucasian dildo, to be honest.
Yeah, because it just doesn't match up.
It doesn't match. It looks a bit weird.
But this is really good, though. This is really good. But that's what I mean. Like, we need to... This is why we need a sex toy line, because we need some brown dildos.
Yeah, there's not enough brown dildos. A lot of them are black. Yeah. All my dildos are black. And I've got a see-through one.
I've got a black one that melted. I didn't even use it yet, and it melted.
That's crazy.
I don't know what happened.
Is that the one we bought? Yeah. It's been melted. That was quite good. I bought one as well.
Yeah, but I don't like the material. It's different to the ones that I usually have because it's a bit
different.
Soft,
yeah.
It's a bit softer. Like,
but the person I use it on V liked it.
Maybe it feels better.
Yeah, it's about them, isn't it? And then
it is about.
It's about both of us, but for that specific things. Yeah. Anyway, it's a lot of dildos talk right now. That was very intentional.
The dildo talk was not on the agenda.
Yeah. Also, I just wanted to end the podcast by talking about our nails.
Oh, I need to get my nails done.
I've been picking off. Look,
I haven't because I don't want it to be. Why did you do that?
I'm going out tomorrow, and I need to get these off.
You need to get them off.
She told me acetone because these are gel. I've used acetone and foil. She was telling me today.
Foil.
Exactly. She said she was telling me today that I need to put the cotton buds and then wrap it, the acetone in cotton bud, and put it on my nails and then wrap it
that
in foil.
That is so extra. I didn't know this was gel.
And then scrape on top of that.
I didn't know this was this hard work. This is gel. So that means that every time we want to take it off, we got to just go and get it done, basically.
Yeah. So our appointment is this week.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
we've been getting our nails done, guys. Well, we've got it done once. Yeah. Yeah, and we're going to try and make it a monthly thing. Mm-hmm. And, you know, because we've been talking about how we want y'all to get y'all nails done. So obviously it makes sense if we have ours done too. So, because people are coming for us, boy, in the comments that time.
They were like, yeah.
But I'm not going to, man, look, if I saw a woman with the nails I've got on my hands right now, they're looking crusty, I'd get the ick.
No, but honestly, mine look bad as well. Like, look at, mine's like, you know, I feel like this is really when it's growing out. Like,
yeah, I've been talking about that growing out, but I've been picking mine off because I didn't know you have to do all this acetone. So I've been picking it off because I'm going out tomorrow and I just can't have these nails when I'm going out tomorrow. I need fresh nails.
So you're going to do the whole thing? Like, you're going to do the acetone?
Well, I think I'm going to go to the shop and just ask them to take off.
Oh, yeah, that's easier.
I'll do it in the shop. Yeah. And we have our nail appointment, but I might as well do my nails at the shop. I might just cancel my nail appointment instead of going to jeans, innit? So, yeah, guys, I just want to talk about masculine nails. do you know what? Before, yeah, I wasn't about doing my nails thing. I was doing go and get a manicure and I get a little one coat clear. Of clear on. Mm. But there was a rise in people getting nail art.
Even men. Cishet men.
Yeah, cishet men, they're doing it as well. And can be peeling it off. And I'm into it. I got flames, if you can see the flames and middle fingers, but obviously I've been peeling it off, yeah. But sorry, I just swore. But yeah, middle fingers and a smiley face and middle fingers. And I'm into it. I felt really special doing that.
I felt really good doing that as well. Like, we all did, like, except for Bianca. But we all did.
Adobe didn't do hers either.
She didn't do hers either.
Adobe didn't do her nails either. Them two are both toxic. Geminis. They both got the same birthday. And I'm not surprised I didn't do
their nails. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense, actually. Okay, so 4 out of 6 did their nails. And I was really happy with it. Like, I was just like, it was like a bonding experience. But it was also nice to, like, get pampered a little bit. Like, it was a bit of self-care, wellness. And I really enjoyed that, and I definitely feel like we should make it a thing.
Yeah, the appointment is on Thursday, you know.
Okay, it's already booked.
Yeah, it's already
okay, cool. Yeah,
but I'm gonna ask if we can, you guys go ahead, I have to go to the shop. But it was, you know, it was nice to do something like that with the lads. Do you know what I mean? It was it's not everyday party, and I think that as you get older, that becomes an issue in relation in like friendships, friendship groups, that people want more friendship with substance. Mm-hmm. People don't want to be going out in a club all the time. People want to go out to eat, talk. Yeah. They want to chill in the house. They want to do things. And this pampering thing, I never really thought about all of us getting pampered before, but it was really nice.
It's really nice. Even like, we should be like going for like massages and stuff like that. It's not every day in the club.
It's not every day. Like, do you know what I mean? And when you take care of yourself as well, you even look nicer in the club afterwards.
Exactly. When I had my nails done, I was feeling nice, man.
Girl.
I was feeling nice. It's not only our hair that we should get. Obviously, feet as well. We need to get our feet done too.
Yeah, I've done my feet for years.
Yeah, I did mine before Malta.
So it's almost a year now.
Yeah, but it's just not enough.
I don't think I've done mine for about 2 years.
Yeah.
But shout out to Jammy, who always posts the podcast every single week while she's doing people's nails. Mm-hmm. Her customers listen to the pod with her when she's doing their nails.
Yeah.
So Jammy's nail page is Jammy Gels Nail Artist. And we're gonna put that in the bio down below. Yeah. So you can book with Jammy, you know. Jammy's got you based in Mare Street. She's LGBT friendly. She's everything friendly. And you will have a good time with Jammy. Jammy has got a great personality.
Great vibes.
And we went out to eat Echo the other day. And I feel like I ate the pounds of jam with my hands. Maybe that is why I need to get these nails off now. But it's fine. She's like, she's your pattern queen. Do you know what I mean? She's got the designs on deck. Mm-hmm. And she does all with gel. I hope I sold that really well. Jammy didn't ask me to do that, by the way. I'm being genuine. There you go.
She is being genuine. She is. I think next time I'm gonna go for a smiley face.
A smiley face. Yeah, go for it. Mm-hmm. You know.
Yeah.
You know, my love interest liked it. Anyway. Okay, so thanks for listening, guys. We've reached the end of this episode. Mm-hmm. Thanks for listening. Make sure you use the hashtag Tutu's Podcast and Conversation on Twitter. Make sure you rate and review us. Leave a comment in Spotify and all that good stuff. What should they do? Like, comment, and subscribe. Mm-hmm. Comment on our Twitter and our TikTok and our Instagram and all of that good stuff. And until next week, peace.